AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Yes, welcome back. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Thanks for joining me here. And if you'd like to weigh in on the show, share your thoughts or opinions of what's going on in the news today, you may do so by just giving us a call or texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's get started with what's going on in the news. Starting off, of course, with Hurricane Ian. The Hurricane Ian evacuation orders have grown now. And to Tampa, St. Petersburg, Fort Myers, 2.5 million people in Florida are under evacuation orders ahead of this major hurricane, which now, you know, we said a lot can happen by the time it makes landfall. And sure enough, what we're seeing now is that this thing is it has changed. It will now make landfall as a major hurricane instead of as a downgraded hurricane. That's what's happened. So we were saying there was a chance that it could shift further west. So we got to keep our eye on it. Well, now it's steadily gone further south in the state of Florida. So further east and south in the state. And now it's going to make landfall at either a Category 3 or very possibly even as a Category 4 hurricane. And it looks like it'll land somewhere in between Fort Myers and Tampa. That's where it's looking at thus far. And then it'll just cross the state. And then might end up popping out over the Atlantic. It might go right up the coast of Georgia, South Carolina, right around there somewhere. So for us, we're not going to get any storm surge. We might get some scattered showers. Might not really even get any wind or anything like that. So we'll keep our eye on that whole thing as we're trying to assess it. In the meantime, we did mention yesterday there was another disturbance out there in the middle of the Atlantic that had a 70% chance of formation over the next 2 days. Now it's dropped down to a 60% chance of formation over the next 2 days, and that's the only disturbance out there in the Atlantic. So we're in the clear after all of that, but it looks like we are going to. Can I just say something here? Gracie and I were talking about this yesterday off air, and because I've heard a couple of people today saying, thank goodness it's going to Fort Myers. Have you heard this from anybody? I don't think they realize what they're saying. Like, thank goodness it's going to go hurt other people, not me. I know what they're trying to say. They're basically saying like, oh, thank goodness we don't have to deal with this. And prayers have been answered. But in the meantime, there's people who've been praying that it doesn't hit them. And it's going to hit them directly as a Category 4 hurricane. That's not nothing to play around with. Here's the good news as it pertains to this storm. Hopefully, it does look like it's actually picking up speed. And that's a good thing. Because now to make landfall earlier on Wednesday, and in which case it means it's going to, like, it'll quickly, you know, move along. Get on out of here. Because some of the most damaging things about the hurricane is when they just sit there and they just slowly. It's one thing to have 100, 150 mile an hour winds that hit and last for 15 minutes and is gone. Completely different one. 150 mile an hour winds and they sit there for 2 hours, 3 hours longer, then that's just, that's the thing. So when it's fast moving, that's a positive thing. And this thing has picked up speed, which is good. That's good news. All right. Another news here real quick. The House January 6th panel has postponed their latest hearing citing Hurricane Ian, and 19 states, according to new research, 19 states have obesity rates over 35% a decade ago. What? 10 years ago? Zero states had obesity rates over 35%. So in 10 years, the obesity crisis, the obesity epidemic that we talk about, it's gotten way worse over the past 10 years, not better, even though there's been a lot more information, a lot more effort to try to tackle the obesity rate. And instead, we now have 19 states with obesity rates over 35%, meaning more than one third of their population are considered obese. 10 years ago, none were like that. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are checking in clear. I-10 is going to be moving nicely in both directions from Holt throughout Pensacola all the way to Mobile. Also, we are checking in clear on 29 and 90. Seeing nothing major to slow you down. Nothing to slow you down on Fairfield. We had an accident on Fairfield at the exit of I-110 southbound. It looks like it is all cleared up and not seeing really any slowdowns because of it. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. There is a new report about President Trump. He has climbed back into the Forbes 400 Richest Americans list. That's right. So he had been there on the list, got knocked off during his years as president, and now he's back on top again. And Elon Musk, in the meantime, knocked off Jeff Bezos as the richest American with a net worth of $250 billion. And I saw this as well. Apparently McDonald's going to be selling Happy Meals to adults. Kind of. They're basically meal boxes. And meal boxes for adults. And strangely enough, apparently they even do have little figurines that they're going to be selling. Like, what? You don't need figurines for the adult ones? That seems kind of weird. So that's that story. And the United States has approved 50 states' EV charging plans. We actually have a plan that we've introduced to the federal government for this a while ago, and it's just taking a long time for them to be able to address it, and I'm sure other states are in the same situation. They've gone ahead and approved the EV charging infrastructure plans for all 50 states now. And so that's a big update right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. And if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, got top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom. Stick around. You're never going out of style. Ooh, pretty baby. That's cool right now, Bobby Rossi. We were talking about how 19 states now have obesity rates over 35%. And a decade ago, none had obesity rates over 35%. So even though 10, 15, 20 years ago, we were starting to really heavily talk about the obesity epidemic and obesity crisis, it's actually gotten worse, way worse. Got a text here, because now suggesting that people should live a healthy lifestyle is attacked as fat shaming, and it's just mean and evil. Well, that's true. And now you've had a lot more, some of it was meant for good purposes, but you got a lot more of this be proud of your body type of things, you know? And so you've got advertising campaigns now for clothing and stuff that's for larger individuals, and it's about like be proud of who you, and so like it's meant for a good thing, cuz they're trying to not have people be depressed and stuff, but you do miss the message of healthy lifestyle right there. So yeah, I don't know, I'm sure it's multifaceted, processed foods and things like that going all into it as well, but yeah, just thought that was kind of interesting statistics right there. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I got to share this here real quick. So we will be having some more tickets to give away tonight. We've got some Florida State tickets I'll be giving away a little bit later. We also have some Pensacola Symphony opening night tickets to give us away as well. Now, so I guess that's tomorrow, actually, too. There's going to be tickets given away, on Pep Talk with Jenna Barr. For Pensacola's symphony opening night with Paul Huang. He's a violinist, so it comes up this weekend. So be sure to tune in tomorrow on there for a chance to win those tickets.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. FEMA says they're now closely tracking Hurricane Ian. FEMA Chief Diane Criswell today says they're going to be ready with emergency assistance as soon as that storm passes. Today, the Senate Minority Leader endorsing a bill that they say is aimed at preventing another January 6th incident.
Strongly support the modest changes that our colleagues in the working group have fleshed out after literally months of detailed discussions.
Mitch McConnell there. The Electoral Count and Presidential Transition Improvement Act would limit the vice president's role, making it more ceremonial in the counting of elector votes, and also raise the threshold for objecting to electors. It also strengthens laws around certifying elections. Brittany Griner's former college coach not talking about her imprisonment in Russia. Kim Mulkey coached Griner while she was at Baylor University, but the current LSU head coach Monday refused to comment on the matter. Griner and Mulkey won a national championship during their time together. Lawyers for Twitter now going to have to wait another week before they can question Elon Musk. More from Lisa Taylor.
That's because the deposition has been moved to October 6th and 7th. It comes ahead of a trial between the two that's set to begin soon after that. Musk agreed to buy Twitter, but is now trying to back out of the $44 billion deal. I'm Lisa Taylor.
I don't know about you, Bobby, but I'm kind of anxious to see what happens with the Musk and Twitter thing.
Yeah, I've been saying I still think that he's going to end up buying Twitter. It's just either going to be a renegotiated price or incentives or something to purchase it are going to be different, something along those lines. But I do think that he's still going to end up with Twitter. It's just the terms may change. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Because I think at this point, Twitter, like the Twitter shareholders have already said, yeah, we want to sell to him. Now that might be because it was so much money, but and we know he is extremely interested in having his own platform, because before he put in this offer, he was looking at trying to start his own social media platform. And so we'd talked about that before, going, I guess in his mind, $40 billion to buy something that's already established, that already has advertising coming in, that already has users, is better is cheaper than going ahead and starting your own thing. Well, then once it got involved, he went, whoa, a lot of these users are bots and they're not real people behind them. So it's not as valuable as what I thought it was, but it still might be more valuable than starting up his own platform, just like Trump tried to do with True Social Network. So, because that's the thing. Trump started True Social Network and it's fledgling. It's trying. Some of the executives are already left. Like, they've already left the company. They're like, yeah, this thing ain't going to work. And so they've already left. So it's fledgling. And here's Elon Musk, who could get into that space and immediately be one of the top three, social media platforms as soon as he closes the deal. So you can sit there and try to start something and be a fledgling company, or just buy this one and be off and running off the bat. So I think he's still going to end up with it, just probably at a cheaper price.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me at all. But yeah, you're right, though. I mean, starting your own social media, boy, that's difficult. It's getting something that people are already in the habit of going to just makes that whole process a whole lot easier.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Our roads are looking good. We are seeing some slow traffic. This is going to be where Davis Highway meets Highway 90 heading towards Pace, right near University of West Florida, the Tom Thumb intersection with Scenic Highways. Looking a little bit slow moving, so expect to wait at that light for just a little bit. If you're leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, Highway 90 in Pace in Milton, looking good in both directions, as well as Avalon Boulevard, north and southbound lanes. North of the interstate is looking good, and throughout Garson Point, not seeing anything to slow you down as well. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, coming up here next, Charlie Crist criticizes Governor DeSantis. I'll tell you what he's talking about specifically coming up here next. Also, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to go see the opening night for the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. That's all next right here on News Radio 92.3. Fence Cole right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you would like to attend the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's brand new, the opening night, it's going to be Paul Huang, violinist. He's going to be playing the Korn Gold Concerto. Gershwin's An American in Paris and more. This will be Saturday, 7:30 at the Singer Theater, downtown Pensacola. If you'd like that pair of tickets, text in the word tenor, even though there's nobody singing, but still, it's a symphony. How about violin? Violin, text in violin instead. 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Text in violin, and you can have a chance to win those tickets. And if you did text in tenor, that'll work too, since I said tenor anyway. Who knows how to spell tenor anyway? Just send in your voice. Tenor! No, just, that was baritone. My bad. Former Governor Charlie Crist criticizing current Governor Ron DeSantis on insurance failures as Hurricane Ian is surging towards Florida. He says that Governor DeSantis is the worst property insurance governor in Florida history, period. He let these insurance companies double Floridians' rates, and they're still going belly up when homeowners need them the most. You pay and pay and pay, and the insurance company isn't there for you in the end anyway. This weekend, I demanded that the governor provide emergency 90-day coverage for homeowners who were dropped by their failing companies. And I guess we had another company, FedNat. They're becoming the sixth Florida company to leave customers in the lurch due to unresolved solvency issues. And so he's criticizing him right there for the insurance problems in the state. I'm thinking, this is going on well into Charlie Crist's turn as governor, and he was governor before. This is not a new thing for our state. And the costs of the storm coverage repairs has gone up dramatically since Crist was governor. There's a lot there. Right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we got your, we got to talk about possibly Hurricane Ian is a sign that Generation Z may not move to Florida. Explain a little bit more about that coming up here shortly. First top three stories, 2.5 million Floridians are under evacuation orders now. From Tampa to St. Myers and everything in between, Fort Myers. I was going to say St. Petersburg and then Fort Myers, and I decided to skip the St. Petersburg, and I just went St. Myers. Tampa St. Myers. It's all the same thing. That's right. So they're all being evacuated as this hurricane looks like now. It'll make landfall middle of the day tomorrow as a Category 3 or Category 4 hurricane. Yeah. House January 6th panel has postponed a hearing set for tomorrow due to Hurricane Ian. And finally, the S&P 500 ended Tuesday down after notching a fresh bear market low, and the Dow slipped more than 100 points as well. So we continue to see the markets not liking the Federal Reserve's interest rate hike. So that's your top three stories right here on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. We get a winner for the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra tickets?
Yes, David. Congratulations, David.
Congratulations, David. And coming up next hour, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to Florida State University football. And tomorrow on Pep Talk with Jenna Barr, she has the Pensacola Ballet or Ballet Pensacola on, and she's got a bunch of tickets to give away for their performance of Phantom of the Opera. So if you tune in tomorrow to Pep Talk with Jenna Barr, then you'll have a chance to listen to Ballet Pensacola and win some tickets to go to see Ballet Pensacola's performance of Phantom of the Opera. Then let's see here. I think that covers it all. Let's hit some sports.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. I mentioned before, Pensacola Blue Wahoos ended up getting into the championship series. They lost the first game the other day, and they play tonight, 6:15 on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. That will be against the Tennessee Smokies. They need to win this in order to continue. If they win it, they'll have a game three tomorrow. So, and both of these are in Tennessee. Then, let's see here. Major League Baseball, Tampa Bay Rays are going to be playing the Cleveland Guardians tonight. Then Atlanta Braves are playing the Washington Nationals. Miami Marlins are playing the Mets. And as far as, I don't believe any of those are televised. MLS hockey will be on ESPN Plus with Seattle against Cincinnati. NHL preseason is going to be on both ESPN Plus and NHL Network. So you can check those out. I believe the first one starts at 6 o'clock on ESPN with the Islanders against the Red Devils. Also at 6 o'clock is the Rangers against the Boston Bruins. That one's on NHL Network. So you can check all those out on television tonight. Then in sports news, the University of Florida game has been pushed to Sunday. They were supposed to be playing Eastern Washington. And that game has been pushed from Saturday to Sunday because of Hurricane Ian. And Lonzo Ball of the Chicago Bulls says he can't run or jump pain-free. So he is going to be having surgery on his knee in order to try to get rid of that pain. Phil Mickelson and three others have asked out of the LIV lawsuit against the PGA Tour. This is where they were suing the PGA Tour for antitrust reasons. And they've asked to go ahead and be dismissed from that or not be included in that lawsuit, which I was saying before, I don't see how you can really sue them for antitrust. They're competition, and they're not shutting down LIV, but they're not going to let you go work for the competition and keep working for them. So continue on here. Steve Nash, head coach for the Brooklyn Nets, says that he did have a moment with Kevin Durant, did have a bit of a moment. But it's behind us now. If you remember, Kevin Durant wanted to be traded, and it looked like he was going to be traded, and then all of a sudden, just out of the blue, just it's done, and they're all coming together, and he explained that they did have a moment they weren't seeing eye to eye on. Memphis's Anthony Hardaway has been cleared of NCAA violations, and in baseball, I mean NFL, the New York Giants are losing their leading receiver, Shepard, to a torn ACL. This, of course, comes after he just recovered from a torn Achilles tendon. Oh, so terrible to have to deal with that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
Well, our roadways are looking good right now. Still seeing some slight slowdowns. That's going to be where Davis Highway meets Highway 90 going northbound through the Scenic Highway exit. Intersection. Just expect to sit at that Tom Thumb intersection for just a little bit if you're moving out of Pensacola into Pace. Pace and Milton on Highway 90 looking good with no major slowdowns. Your everyday afternoon traffic on 98. Leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point is definitely going to be present in front of the Nature Preserve, but again, that is just going to be in the eastbound direction. Westbound is moving nicely. See something else on the roads, just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. If you'd like to weigh in, once again, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Got today's sign of the apocalypse still coming up in about 10 minutes. Get another quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom here in a little bit as well. I saw this story. Hurricane Ian may be a sign, a symptom, that Generation Z does not want to live in Florida. According to a new poll, Generation Z is most likely, and this is people born between 1997 and 2012, they'll be the most likely group to move because of climate change. Gracie. Good thing we don't have a TV so everybody can see that massive eye roll. I just called you out. But it's funny because I thought the same thing. I went, seriously?
Well, I am Generation
that is, yeah.
Z, but are you kidding me?
They said they would move. 8% are considering moving like now because of climate, the impacts of climate change. Another 30% said that they're definitely looking at moving sometime in the future because of the impacts of climate. They want to move to a place where climate change is not affecting them so much. So that would be Florida. Okay. So is that a good thing if Florida has less Generation Zers, less Zoomers? Is that a good thing? I mean, that's the younger generation, right? But apparently that's the group that's like not just concerned about climate change and places that are impacted by climate change, but that's the group that is saying, I will move away from places that are being affected by climate change. So over a third, basically, but right around a third. Like, yeah, I'm out of here. So I thought that was kind of an interesting one right there. Okay, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. And then also, I saw this story about, well, being neighborly. I don't know how to, or not being neighborly, I guess is really the way it goes. So we'll talk about that coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Let's go right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to David Wayne. Oh, yeah, actually, first, we're talking about Generation Z is the most likely generation that will move away from a place because of the impacts of climate change. And I said, that means probably Florida. It means Generation Z is like, I ain't living in Florida. They get hurricanes because of the climate change. I'm pretty sure that's how all Generation Zers talk, except for Gracie. So I got a text here says, well, California, Illinois, New York have a lot of homes available. Yeah, they do. And I guess they could go up there. But then they get hit by snowstorms up there. We get hit by some brutal blizzards the last couple of years, at least Illinois and New York. California, that whole state's burning. they won't move to California. That state's burning because of climate change. The whole state's on fire now. And there's other things too, but oh well. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. David, what's up?
Well, Bobby, former Pensacola State College basketball player and coach Carla Williams being inducted tonight into the school's Athletics Hall of Fame. Of course, Williams was shot and killed earlier this year by an ex-boyfriend. But she worked as a math professor and a college basketball coach for the school. PSC says Williams played ball for them for 2 years, was a team captain, selected to the all-academic, all-conference, and all-region teams both of those years, then went on to play at FSU. So that induction ceremony happening tonight at the Lou Ross Center on PSC's main campus. And that's going to start just over an hour from now at 6 o'clock.
Okay. Very. I saw that was coming up as well. So that's very nice honor right there. You know, they have a scholarship now in her name and a lot of other things that have they've done for her or after her name. So it's very nice right there. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, you know, there's no secret that we are no longer neighborly. I mean, it's just not, you know, you look at the old, like some old movies and you got the neighbors mowing the lawn or doing some yard work and then they just chatting up a storm right across the white picket fence. Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore. I don't know how much it really happened in the past anyway, but neighborhoods were a lot more friendly as a neighbor. I mean, I remember as a kid, often, you know, run over to so-and-so's and pick up see if they have a cup of sugar I can borrow. Run over to so-and-so's and, you know, do this. And they'd be coming over and coming over to the house and going, do you have a baking pan for, okay, sure. You know, I don't know, all of my stuff was food related growing up. I I guess my mom's Italian. I don't know. But the point being is, like, and then, like, if they're going on vacation or something, they'll come over. Hey, can you watch our house while we're on vacation? Yeah, sure. No problem. You know, pick up the mail. If their yard is getting a little bit long, then dad would be like, hey, son, can you go mow the neighbor's lawn while you're mowing our lawn, too? And, like, it just, there was a bit of a neighborly feel. And we've definitely gotten away from that as a society. It's like, whoa, what are you doing knocking on my door without texting me first? What are you doing here? Is there an emergency? Did your phone break? Why did you not text me first? Like, we're just not neighborly anymore. It's not like, well, I just thought I'd just swing by and say hi. Oh, don't do that. I don't do that. That freaks me out. Like, you know, we have our space now, right? And so I saw this poll and it kind of made me laugh. Half of us have at least one neighbor that we wish would move away. Like, maybe that's why we're not neighborly now. Now we're just like, well, I can't be neighborly because I don't like them. I wish they'd move away. And if they'd move away, maybe I'd be more neighborly. But I can't be neighborly to my other neighbors now, because then my other neighbor will see me being neighborly to my other neighbors, and then they'll be like, why aren't you being neighborly to me? I was like, because I want you to move. And then that's going to be uncomfortable, and I don't want to have confrontation, so I just won't be neighborly to anybody. Is this how it is? I don't know. I just saw that. It's like half of us want our neighbor, at least one of our neighbors to move. People with young kids were twice as likely to say a neighbor has made them want to move. So that could be a factor. Yeah. Kids with fans of smaller kids. So
I kind of have a story. Uh-oh. It's really bad.
Okay.
Well, when I was little, I'm one of six, and we're born in a 10-year span. So we have had a lot of young kids, and we were definitely that house that had the bikes that were in the street and the uncut grass and things like that. And our neighbors right next door to us that we shared a fence with were very on top of it. So our neighbor comes to our door unannounced, because that's what you did.
Yeah.
And it's a wooden door, and there's a glass frame in it. And I put my head up to the door, and I'm probably in like kindergarten. And I see it's the neighbor, and I turn around and I scream at the top of my lungs, Dad, it's the neighbor that you hate. Oh. Like, loud enough for you, she definitely had to have heard me.
Yeah.
And I just remember my dad, like, looking at me like, you did not just say that. And then he has to open up the door with a smile and say, hey, what's up?
Hey.
So, okay. Yeah, after that, she really didn't like us, and she really didn't like our bikes in the street.
Oh, yes, the bikes. Yes, I can see that one, too. Oh, man, that's hilarious. I got a text here. I get along great with my neighbors. One just came over for vodka. Yeah, keeping up the traditions. I like it. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. We do have some slight slowdowns on Pine Forest. This is going to be north of the interstate in the northbound direction before you get to Nine Mile Road. See something else on the roads? Just give me a call, 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. They're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
I got a text here about Generation Zer saying that they'd be willing to move for from a place from the effects of climate change. Got text just, where they plan to move to? Mars? Because pretty much all of the of Earth is being affected by climate change. Yeah, very good point right there. A couple more stories here about being neighborly. A couple more facts. 31% of people with security cameras have caught a neighbor doing something odd on video. 52% said they would consider sneaking into a neighbor's yard to change or fix or remove something. So I don't know if that's being a good neighbor. Like, I'm going to help them out a little bit. No, like, they needed something. But then 24% said that they've considered sneaking to their neighbor's pool or hot tub to take a dip. Okay, that's not... Why do you need to sneak? See, if you're neighborly, you can just be like, can we go in your pool? Like, we used to do that all the time. Hey, neighbors with pools and hot tubs, like, can we go in your hot tub? Yeah, come on over. And it's like, great. Then I think this is funny. Have you ever gone next door and asked for a cup of sugar or any other kind of ingredient? Well, people who are 30% millennials and 30% of people over the age of 75 have tried. But baby boomers, only 20%. And Generation Xers, Like my generation, only 14%. So apparently I'm the problem. It's my generation. It's like, no, thank you. Not doing that. All right, it's Pet Skull right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, I have to share this one. First of all, there was a terrible, terrible, terrible story where a guy was caught urinating on his ex-wife's grave. And apparently it's a ritual that he does on a regular basis. The police caught him and were like, you're desecrating a grave. So I was like, okay, that's a terrible story. That's a sign of the apocalypse. But let's move on to something a little bit funnier. A woman in the UK spent 3 days in the hospital after she was sleeping and her chihuahua climbed up onto her bed and pooped in her mouth. I'm sorry. So she got a bad stomach bug and had to spend 3 days in the hospital because her dog pooed in her mouth. When animals attack, gotta be careful out there.